I hope you all know that as preachers here at St. John's, we take the art and the task of preaching very seriously. So to prepare ourselves what we're going to say on Sunday, we consult nothing but the best commentaries and resources in order to give really good homilies that are thoughtful and insightful. So with that in mind, I'd like to start this homily by referencing one of those places where I turn to from time to time, Parks and Recreation. That's right, there's something we can learn about the gospel from Parks and Rec. Two characters on the show, Tom and Donna, once a year they celebrate a holiday that they've created, that they love. They let everybody know that that day is Treat Yourself Day. The principle is pretty straightforward. Treat Yourself Day, you treat yourself to whatever you want. No questions asked whatsoever. Clothes, treat yourself. Massages, treat yourself. Fine leather goods, treat yourself. A full replica Batman costume, treat yourself. No questions asked whatsoever. Now for myself, this is not a holiday that I observe on a yearly basis or really at all, although some fans of the show actually do this kind of thing, which is a little insane. But I think we all do, like to treat myself. Not in great and extravagant ways, but even just on a daily basis. Those little moments where I just kind of want to treat myself. An afternoon coffee, a book in a bookstore that looks interesting, the ever-tempting Amazon purchase, whatever it is. Different ways that I like to treat myself. And I think if we're honest, we all do like to treat ourselves pretty well. We want to make sure that we're happy, that we're comfortable, that we're not wanting for anything, that we have all of our needs and our desires met, and so on and so forth. And that's a good thing. You know, God has created good things in our world, good things for us to enjoy, good things to use, to like, good things for us to be happy, as long as we remember that He's the most important thing. And our gospel today takes that fact, that reality, that aspect of ourselves that we like to treat ourselves, that we love ourselves, we like to treat ourselves well. Our gospel takes that reality and it kind of turns it on its head. Jesus tells us, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Put it another way, you should treat your neighbor like you treat yourself. So if we treat ourselves well, Jesus is calling us to make that the standard for how we treat others, that we love our neighbor, we treat our neighbor as we do ourselves. Now, if we're spending money on ourselves, we kind of do that pretty freely, right? But if it's somebody else, don't we find it just a bit more difficult to spend the same amount of money even on the same exact thing? A little confession. One of the things that I like to treat myself to is a good book. So I was praying the other day and I felt the Lord asking me to reach out to a couple of friends and give them a book that I'm reading right now that has been very powerful for me. So I went onto Amazon and I was, you know, ready to order two copies, put them in my cart, and there I am, ready to push checkout, and I like $35. Two books, $35. Now for myself, of course, spare no expense. But I'll admit that my thumb was just a little slower to push okay, because it wasn't for me. I think one of the reasons why is that we don't, that's difficult is because we know how happy we are when something fulfills us, but we don't always see that directly in other people. But all the same, Jesus calls us to be generous. Jesus calls us to be generous because He's been generous to us. We all have life. We have faith. We have health. We have so many good things that the Lord has given to each of us. And just as the Lord is generous, He calls us to be generous as well. The Lord is inexhaustibly generous. And that's what the standard that He invites us to imitate in our daily lives. This weekend, our parish is beginning to focus our attention on stewardship. Yes, this is the We Need Money homily. You didn't think we were going to get there starting with Parks and Rec, but we did. But in all seriousness, this gospel is an invitation for us to look at how we treat ourselves and how we treat those around us. You know, our neighbors, we think immediately as that close nucleus, our friends and our family, that kind of tight-knit circle. But really, our neighbors, aren't we all members of this parish family? Aren't we all members of this great body of Christ, which needs support, which needs one part of the body to build up and to lift up and to support another part of the body? When Jesus calls us to love our neighbors as ourselves, isn't he talking about all of us right here, right now? I think he is. A member of our finance committee is going to speak after the announcements today, so I'll save the nuts and the bolts of all that for him. And there's also been information in the bulletin last weekend and this weekend about just to give a broader perspective on where our parish is financially and some of the things that we've been doing to kind of struggle with that reality that we're a little bit below where we need to be every week in order to make our mission possible, in order to do all the things that we want to be able to do for you to make this parish, continue this parish to be so active and alive. But let me just add a little personal touch to this. I've worked for the church in one way, shape, or form for 13 years. Put that in perspective, I turn 25 next week. So for more than half of my life, I've worked for the church. I've been a sacristan, I've been a music director, I've been an organist, a pianist, a seminarian, and a transitional deacon. All those things. I've never worked for anybody else. Every check I've received, every paycheck I've received has been written from a parish or from the Archdiocese of Baltimore. What does that mean? That means that every single penny that I've been given is a penny that somebody has put into a collection plate. Just one example. We don't always see how far our gifts, our generosity goes, but I can stand here today in gratitude and say, so many things in my life wouldn't have been possible had people not been generous. And this parish is such a living and thriving example of so many ways where generosity has a positive impact. It's actually incredible. Yesterday we had a retreat for Alpha, which was absolutely amazing, to see people's faith come alive in Jesus Christ and to discover Christ at a new level. We had our parish gala last night, which was an absolute blast, a ton of fun, a ton of fellowship, all built around this fact that we are members of the body of Christ, that we're members of this parish family. It's so beautiful. I think it's a good reminder that, you know, there's a little bit of an act of faith, right, when that envelope goes into the collection basket. You know, you write a check and it's going to go to something and you don't know where that dollar goes. You don't know who's going to be benefited by that. But at the end of time, when we're all judged, we'll have all of our good deeds judged. Not just, you know, you gave 52 weeks out of this year. Congratulations. Good for you. We're proud of you. You know, St. Peter's going to also show us that where all of that went. Not just our good works, but who they affected, who they impacted, whose lives did we change because on this day in November, we put our collection envelope in the basket. It's amazing. And not just when it comes to money, but in every way that we're generous and we give of ourselves and we help others, we'll see the impact of all of that, please God, at the end of time. And that will be, I think, incredible. Find page 3 of my homily here. Stuck in the book. There it is. Bottom line is, we're all called to be charitable. We did a little bit of math, and as a parish, if every family of our parish gave $25 more per month, we would be solvent. We'd be able to meet our needs and be able to operate where we should be, not below. That's a little bit over $6 a week. So the challenge that I'd like to leave all of you, and I'm going to do this myself, that this week I'm going to take a little notepad and keep track. Every time I have a treat myself purchase, every time there's something that I want, just to treat myself, jot it down, what it is, what it costs. And I'm going to try and find $6 this week that I spend, that I probably spend every week, Starbucks. I'm going to try and find that $6 that I can redirect to not just treating myself, but to treating my brothers and sisters in Christ as this parish. That's what I'm going to do, and I invite you all to do the same. Let me just close by saying, if you're not sure about what impact you can have, if you're not sure about how far that envelope is going to go, I would encourage you not just to give financially, but give of your time. Be involved. I think the more that we are involved with this parish, the more we see just how much good work is taking place here. And not just that we're ready to pat ourselves on the back and say, yeah, this place is great, we're doing a lot of great things, let's just keep doing it. No, we're going to say and want to realize that we want this to grow. We want this to be more than what it is now. We want to reach more people. We want more people to come to know the love of Christ that is so present in this community that we ourselves experience. So thank you. Thank you for all of you who are already so involved, who already give so generously. Thank you for your commitment to this parish. Thank you for committing to loving your neighbor, to loving your brother and sister in Christ. I think we can all be inspired by a generous heart, someone who gives generously. And we ask in this Mass for the Lord to give us the grace to be generous, the grace to be open, the grace to give everything of who we are over to the Lord.